to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Before we went to break, we were having a discussion about the gas prices and who was at fault, and somehow, you know, you continue to hear folk on the right who blame it on Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is the reason that gasoline is $5.40 or 50 cent, and it's all because of him, and he started it, he created it, you know. But, you know, and then you have to twist their arms to get them to agree that the real main reason that gas is $5 and above is because of what's happening in Ukraine. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, Connor?
So Thomas is just here. Walter is off.
Hey, Thomas, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Earl, it's Tom from L.A. I'm just calling back. Basically, like I said, I can't believe I'm actually having a civil conversation with Dave. After CJ, it's like a breath of fresh air talking to Dave nowadays. So thanks, Dave. Second, the whole problem is they keep on bringing up this pipeline thing. There are so many different places right now where the federal government has allowed oil companies to actually drill for oil, and they're not drilling for oil. They're trying to make it so the supply is less because they are making record profits. This is about, I don't understand how it is that people on the right can constantly protect those corporations and billionaires. I just don't get it. We the people are the government. We the people, that means it's publicly owned. If you want to know the truth, we should nationalize our oil because we only have two or three companies out there that are running the oil completely, which that oil was given by God. It wasn't given by, some special thing that they went and did. So I just don't understand why it is that these guys keep on. I know with inflation, I know Ukraine, I know all this stuff, but these billionaires are making record profits on oil. What's happening.
Hey, Tom.
The Democrats have voted against putting constraints on it, and the Republicans have not.
Hey, Tom, I got you. Thank you very much for the call. Let me move on, because here's a story that I wanted to talk about. Baby boomers, baby boomers. And, you know, I'm a proud baby boomer. And, we aren't, so far gone that we as baby boomers have lost our understanding of what's cool or not. You know, I still think, as a baby boomer, I know what's cool and, well, I shouldn't say, I know what was cool for my time. Connor, what's cool for my time is probably not what's cool today.
Some stuff still carries over.
Yeah. Well, let me go through a list of 40 uncool things that baby boomers won't give up. So, I know we got a lot of baby boomers listening, man, and I know that what we still believe. Excuse me, because I see some of these things in me. So one of the things is the mall. Connor, you still go to the mall?
Oh, that's so funny. I haven't been in the mall.
I know. So
in forever.
So the only people that still go to malls are baby boomers. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. How come we can't get past going to the malls, baby boomers?
It's an Amazon.
I mean, that's the point. Malls are dying everywhere. I don't care how opulent they are. And yet, when you go to the mall, the only people in the malls are baby boomers. for the most part, in my generation, I don't know why we can't get past, you know, that reality. Because, again, Amazon and all those other things make it so much easier. But, you know, you go to the mall, you see my people, baby boomers, just still walking the malls, going in the stores, doing what we've been doing for the past 40 years. Hey, baby boomers, get over it. The malls are passe. They're dying. Find something else to do. They're not cool anymore. Okay, let me go to another. And I may regret doing this subject because the majority of my listeners are are baby boomers. Let's talk a little bit now about men. And I kind of caught myself the other day. You know, I still have a pair. Oh, writing checks. So we've got baby boomers. We still write checks. I mean, I know you're out there listening. I know many of you in the listening audience, we still write checks. Why do we still write checks? I don't understand it. Checks are so passe. You don't even need to do checks anymore. With the way technology is set up, you know, I mean, maybe once in a blue moon, I can't even remember the last time I wrote a check, right? You know, but we still are caught up in writing checks as baby boomers. I'll tell you another thing. I've got a landline. You know, a phone line. There aren't many people left who have phone lines unless they're baby boomers. Why are we holding on to phone lines? You know, I mean, we've all got cell phones. Baby boomers, for the most part, have at least all decided that cell phones make sense and nobody's going back to landlines. Why are we still holding on to our landlines? But I can't help it. It's something that we've gotten so grown accustomed to, and we don't want to let it go. Baby boomers, men. You know, it used to be pretty cool, man, to see guys walking around with a suit and a briefcase, right? I used to always say, man, that's pretty cool, man. The cat's got a briefcase. Never knew what was in it. But it looked pretty cool to see a cat walking around. You looked important. You had your briefcase. Why are they still walking around with briefcases, man? Nobody but baby boomers. That's gone. That's yesterday. But here we are, still walking around with our briefcases looking important or attempting to look important. Technology has replaced all those things. What about catalogs? Man, I remember when they used to have people come and knock at your door and they would sell these catalog subscriptions and you would get 30 different catalogs for, I don't know what it was you would pay for them, but your home would be filled with catalogs. And, you know, we baby boomers are still hanging on to catalogs. Who reads catalogs anymore? I mean, I know I don't. Man, I used to love to have these different catalogs. It made you look important when people would come by and you'd have it on your table and you have all these different catalogs, like when you go to the doctor's office or the dentist's office and they have all those catalogs. Listen, it's a passe thing. Baby boomers, get rid of the catalogs. Nobody's feeling that or doing that anymore. Here's another one. I wonder, Connor, if you've ever seen this. You have on sandals. How come you don't wear sandals and white socks?
I actually Actually, I do.
Oh.
This is a really big point of contention with me and my generation, because I'm like the only person I know that does that.
I know, man.
But I've always thought it was super fashionable, like
to wear cool socks. To wear socks and sandals.
Yeah, I
listen, like, man. I've never worn socks with sandals, you know, and I'm never going to start now. I'm not going to start now. But I thought it was only baby boomers that you see with white socks, gym socks, and sandals.
Okay, well, white socks, I mean, they're a different story.
Yeah, I know, but that's what baby boomers, you know, when you see them, you say, man, you think that's cool? How can you think that's cool, man? White socks and sandals. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about out there in the listening audience. You know, because probably a few of my listeners are fashionably wearing white gym socks and sandals today as we speak in 92-degree weather. Here's another one, man. Here's another one. And I didn't realize it. I got this pair of cut-off jeans, right? Short jeans. And I've always liked them, man. I always thought it was cool to wear, you know, cut-off jeans. Not that they were cut off. That's the way they were made. Like when you wear short pants. But these were short jeans. And I just thought they were kind of cool, man. I didn't realize that time had passed for them. And that only old people wore those things. For the most part. But just now recognizing that, I got to do away with my short jeans, man. From this day forward, I won't be wearing my short jeans ever again since I found out of the 40 uncool things that boomers won't give up. One of them is short jeans. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.